What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Today is Monday, August 26th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. So, big week for the Eagles heading up, and especially these next 48 hours or 2 days. First, hope you had a good weekend. Beautiful weekend out there. Weather was awesome. Eagles football on Saturday, which we don't normally get. Definitely don't get that Saturday 1 p.m. matinee Eagles game very often. If you weren't able to check it out, the Eagles, you didn't miss much in terms of a competitive game. They did lose the game 26-3. It wasn't close, and it was about as ugly as it sounded. So if you spent your Saturday doing something else, I don't blame you. But at the same time, it's Eagles football. So hopefully you were watching it. If you haven't yet, there is a pod in the feed breaking down everything that happened in that game, who helped their stock on making the roster, who hurt their chances, who had a good game, who had a bad game, how did Cooper DeJean look, how did Nolan Smith look. All that is in the feed. So make sure you check that out if you have not yet. But now the preseason is in the rearview mirror. It is time for roster decisions. It is time for the Eagles to craft their 53-man roster, and that is what is on the schedule for today. So the cuts will begin today. My guess is by the time you're listening to this, there might have already been some cuts. If you're listening first thing in the morning, I would keep an eye out for cuts to begin in the morning. The Eagles roster currently stands at 91 players. One of those players, Lakin Vakalehi, is not a part of the roster, essentially. He is under contract with the Eagles, but he does not count against the 90-man roster. And we'll get into kind of where he'll fit into the roster in a second. So they have to get down to 53 players, which means to get from 90 to 53, there are 37 cuts coming down to get down to their active roster. So they have to be down to those players by Tuesday at 4 o'clock. So not today, but tomorrow by 4 o'clock, they have to be down to the 53-man players. And at that point, there will be waiver wires and there will be changes to the roster. But the initial 53-man roster, Tuesday at 4 o'clock. So what I wanted to do for the news portion of this podcast, because it really was not a ton that happened over the weekend. Like I said, they played the game. The score didn't matter. Go listen to the pod to hear what happened and what you missed out on. But so 90 players to 53, but then after that, they also get to build their 16-man practice squad. And this is a crucial piece of information when thinking about roster, how a roster is built. So my 53-man roster, for example, I have them keeping two tight ends, Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra. We'll see if that's correct. Maybe they keep three. But when people saw that, they said there's no way they're only going to have two tight ends because you're going to have to want at least three for that week one game against the Packers. We should really be viewing this as a 69-man roster. The 53 players are who they're protecting, who they want to have in the building no matter what. Once they make those cuts down to 53, they then put together a 16-man roster that is essentially 16 more spots to basically carry however they want. Now, there are some rules about who can be on the 16-man roster. You can only have six veterans. So if a player has accrued two or more seasons, you can only have six of those players. So it's not anybody you want, but for the most part, six veteran spots is a lot. Like, they'll be able to put a lot of guys on there if they want. Example would be a player like Paris Campbell. An example would be a player like John Ross. If they release those players, they can be added back on the practice squad and then promoted for week one. I believe you can only be promoted three times before you have to go to the active roster. But if they only have two tight ends on the initial 53, there is a really good chance a player like an Albert O, an EJ Jenkins, even maybe CJ Uzomah, comes back and is active for the game against the Packers after being added to the practice squad. So it's a 53-man roster, but that 16-man practice squad, which can have six veterans and then the 10 spots are all guys that are young, that is a big part of the roster as well. So when players are cut, there's a lot of players will be released that will still be on the team and that could still play week one against the Packers. And that's important to note as you see these cuts start to happen. The two other important things to note when it comes to how they're going to build their roster. One, Sidney Brown started training camp on the PUP, so he's allowed to begin the season on the PUP, which I believe means he'll miss the first 4 weeks of the season, but he will be on the roster without counting against that 53-man roster. So I don't think, look, there's a shot Sidney comes back within 4 weeks, and maybe they value that, but there's a good chance Sidney Brown is not on the 53-man roster because he will be on the PUP. So that's one spot. The other new thing this year is they're able to utilize the injured reserve list to protect two players. So let's use an example of, I mean, Sidney Brown's not one of them. Like, let's say Matt Hennessy. Okay, Matt Hennessy has been dealing with a back injury. In the NFL, you're allowed to have 8 players go on injured reserve and come off injured reserve. If you remember way back in the day, once you were on injured reserve, that was it. You were done for the year. And then they allowed 2 people to come back, and then you had to designate it to return. Now, essentially how it works is, if let's say week 1, Jalen Hurts, you know, God forbid, breaks his finger, and he's going to be out 5 weeks, you can put him on IR and then bring him back. And that counts as one of your 8. So 8 times you can bring somebody back. What they've now done is, you can be added to the injured reserve before final cuts and carried through and be allowed to come back. It used to be if you went on injured reserve in training camp, you were done for the year. Now you can be carried through. So a player like Matt Hennessy, who's dealing with a back injury, they can place him on IR on before Tuesday at 4 o'clock. He comes through final cuts as part of their roster, and then they can bring him back if they want. So there's 2 spots they can do that with, and players that could potentially be used. Matt Hennessy, Trevor Keegan, Caden Stearns, like there are guys that they might want in the building that are not able to play, but they don't want to put on the 53 that they can carry through. So again, 53 player on the active roster, 16 players on the practice squad, and then they can do up to 2 players on IR. So right there, you're looking at 71 spots that if they wanted, they will have 71 of these 90 players in the building. Of course, we know that's not really how it'll work. There will be trades. There will be guys from other rosters they want to acquire, but they're able to keep a large portion of the 90 players. Outside of that, the one note I did want to say that Lakin Vakalehi, the guard that they signed from Australia, he still is the international player roster exemption. What that basically means is he can be the 17th practice squad member. So he can still be here. He doesn't take a practice squad spot. They can still develop him. So, you know, he will be here, mostly is what that means. He will continue to be with the Eagles. So Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 37 cuts to get to 53. Then they add 16 back. They have the 2 players that are on IR. And another important note when it comes to these final cuts, not every player that is released is exposed to waivers. So Anaya Smith, the rookie receiver, who's had up and down camp, might make the roster, might not. If they release him, he is exposed to the other 31 teams where they can claim him and the Eagles just flat out lose him. But other players like Patrick Johnson, Paris Campbell, John Ross, Oren Burks, because they have more than 4 seasons or 4 or more seasons of accrued service in the NFL, they don't go through waivers. So like what you've seen them do in the past is they can cut Rick Lovato. He can't be claimed by another team. They carry somebody through the 53, and then you can sign him back. A player like Marlon Tuipulotu, a player like Paris Campbell, they can cut them so that their salary is not guaranteed for the full season, and then offer them a roster spot after or a practice squad spot. But that's an important distinction. They're not at risk of losing somebody like Paris Campbell against like Paris's will. Paris could sign with another team if they release him, but he's not going to be claimed by another team. Patrick Johnson won't be claimed by another team. So when the Eagles make this decision, they're going to have to say, A, is this player exposed to waivers? And B, if we release him, will he re-sign with the team? So these are important things going into the 53-man roster. I know this is nerding out a little bit on roster construction, but there are really big decisions to be made for this team over the next 2 days, and these are all the factors that are going to go into it. Who they want on the active roster so that player is not released and they just carry him through. Who do they want on the practice squad? 6 veterans, 10 young guys. Those guys can play week 1 against the Packers in Brazil. Who goes on IR? Players like Matt Hennessy, Trevor Keegan, that they can carry through and bring back. And then, of course, who's exposed to waivers. So the good news is, with how Howie is so good at manipulating the NFL rulebook and understanding these things, they are in a good place going into these final decisions where they will take advantage of all this. Other franchises don't understand it as well, and you won't see them do as many roster, you know, manipulations and those type of things. But Howie Roseman, good to go on all this stuff. So my 53-man roster, I tweeted it out. We'll certainly get into that. But those are all the roster rules you need to know heading into the final cut. So a few more things for you guys on this Monday morning. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, the other big news from the weekend is that LeSean McCoy is being inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie announced this at halftime of the Eagles-Vikings preseason game. LeSean McCoy, look, obviously a ton to get into. with him. So first, let's just look at his numbers. 6,922 rushing yards when he was with the Eagles, 44 touchdowns, 300 catches for 2,282 yards, which brings him to 9,074 total yards with the Eagles. He is the all-time leading rusher. If you look at his career, his time with the Buffalo Bills, you know, brief stints with Kansas City and Tampa Bay, he is a two-time Super Bowl champion. So towards the end of the season, he got those two Super Bowl rings. But LeSean McCoy, in terms of going into the Eagles Hall of Fame, it's obviously well-deserved. As the all-time leading rusher, as one of the most dangerous running backs in the NFL for a long stretch there during his career, he is arguably the best running back in franchise history. I know him versus Brian Westbrook is always going to be a really good debate. Westbrook is right there in terms of his stats. I think one difference with Westbrook is he was a part of some big playoff wins. LeSean McCoy, unfortunately, you know, somewhat out of his control, was just never really part of any deep playoff runs. In fact, I'm not even sure he ever won a playoff game with the Eagles. He might have maybe his first 2 years, but I don't think he ever won a playoff game. So that is one thing that is missing from his resume with the Eagles. But outside of that, the Eagles don't exactly have a rich history of running backs. LeSean McCoy, I think, would be on the top there. Of course, his nickname, Cut on a Dime, accurately describes the type of player he was. I mean, he was sick to play with in Madden. He was extremely elusive out there on the field. His highlight reel is certainly one of those that you watch, and it's very, very impressive to watch how he was able to make defenders miss, how dangerous he could be in space. So he will be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame, and that will happen in their primetime game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Going to be really cool. I mean, as somebody that grew up watching him play, you know, aging myself a little by watching this guy now go into the Eagles Hall of Fame. I mean, I remember when he was drafted. And so to go from that to this, really cool to see him get to accomplish that. So not surprising the Eagles did it, but when they do that against the Jacksonville Jaguars and they inducted him, it is going to be a crazy night and a well-deserved accomplishment for LeSean McCoy. So that will do it for me. It is going to be a busy next 2 days on the Go Birds podcast. Lots of new content, lots of news going with cuts and trades and all that good stuff. So make sure you keep it locked. But like I said, I wanted to make sure you guys were aware of all the rules and everything to look out for heading into final cuts. So that'll do it for me. I hope you guys all enjoy your Monday. And as they say, he is Elliot. I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.